Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can text into the show at 67974, and we'll get to Nick Costas in just a second, Zaslow. But there are multiple texts on the text line wondering what the heck Coach Hamilton is working on. Like, there's numerous texters theorizing...
He's looking at film, he said.
That
he's
avoiding...
Watching film.
Numerous texters theorizing that he's avoiding his wife. Because they're like, what? No. He's not putting together game plans? What is he doing right now?
We should have...
Maybe next time we have him on, we'll press him harder on what he's actually doing 10 hours a day in the home office right now.
You know, you don't have to get ready if you stay ready, Amber.
There
right?
you go.
That's true. What he's doing. So he's doing in the lab, all right? He's getting ready. All right. Our pal is Nick Costas. You betta, you bet. He joins us every Thursday, and let's check in with him here. You want to make sure, by the way, you check out You Betta, You Bet's Countdown to the Draft, which is actually airing tonight on our sister station, WQAM 560 The Joe at 10 p.m. or on the radio.com app. Nick, do I have that right? We got this Countdown to the Draft show. We're going to hear it here down in South Florida. What do we got going on there? What are we preparing for?
Well, first of all, what's going on, Zaslow and Amber? Great to be on with you guys and the great people of South Florida. I hope everyone and their families are all staying safe. And, yeah, You Betta, You Bet Countdown to the Draft. It's been a blast. We've done it all week this week, and we are doing today and tomorrow and then Monday through Wednesday next week to get you set for the oasis in the desert of sports right now, round one of the 2020 NFL Draft next Thursday night, April 23rd. And you guys know You Betta, You Bet normally the first ever sports gambling podcast, a sports gambling show, but with no sports to gamble on, we're pivoting. We're doing basically like a straight NFL draft preview show. It's myself and former NFL offensive lineman Ross Tucker, played 7 years in the NFL, been a media superstar ever since. So myself and Ross with great guests from around the country, radio.com sports insiders, really great draft talk with some gambling and fantasy stuff sprinkled in as well. So again, with today, tomorrow, and then Monday through Wednesday next week, getting you set for the NFL draft on Entercom stations around the country.
Yes, you can hear it tonight on our sister station, 560 The Joe, WQAM at 10. And I think starting actually on our air on The Ticket on Monday, we're also going to be airing it, I believe. You know, Nick, I know there's obviously much more important things going on in our world right now, but I got to tell you, man, thank God for this NFL draft next week, right? Like, I am so in on this draft. Granted, we're Miami. I think we're the most interesting story going into this draft as far as what's going to happen. But thank God they're still doing this draft. I mean it.
Oh, there's absolutely no question about it. I mean, like I said, it's the oasis in the sports desert, and kind of like more than the sports desert, I would say like the actual desert of life right now, right? Especially for sports fans here. Like, this is some actual something real to get excited about, where like every NFL fan, and we know the NFL is king, where every fan has a vested interest in the NFL draft. And I think the presentation is going to be a little odd, obviously. Roger Goodell announcing picks from his basement. I kind of think personally he should like have his family there to boo him. I think kind of lean into it. That would be kind of funny. I don't know if he's savvy enough to do that. So the presentation is going to be a little weird, obviously. We don't know how it's going to look, but who really cares? Like, it's going to bring people a sense of comfort and familiarity. And I think that's so important right now. And I know a lot of people want to criticize Roger Goodell and the NFL for not pushing it back or suspending it. Zaslow, I'm with you 100%, both selfishly, because it gives us something to talk about here in the industry, but also just as a human being and a sports fan, like, I think it's going to be a welcome respite from the crap we're dealing with in day-to-day life right now, next Thursday night through Saturday.
You know, you are so right that, everyone hates Roger Goodell, okay? But you are so right where if he wants to just for a minute to have people give him a little bit of praise, I don't know if it's a track that they air or somebody's in the background, but there should be booing, okay? When he steps up to whatever desk in his basement that he is going to be opening up the draft at, they should have somebody booing in the background. I mean, that'd be really funny.
Yeah, I think he's got to lean into it a little bit. And I think, like, that's kind of like what the NFL has to do a little bit here. Lean into the stuff that makes the draft fun. And I don't think there's any doubt. Like, if Goodell does that, he's going to win. Like, the approval rating for Roger Goodell will be higher next Friday morning, if that's the case, than it's ever been before. So, you know, I obviously agree with you 100%.
Now, we'll get back to the draft in a second here. You're a big WWE guy, and WWE really, just like I am, Amber, huge WWE fan. And they're you know, a daily topic in our sports world right now. Because they're still, you know, business as almost usual, and also because of possible shadiness with our governor here and, you know, Linda McMahon and that whole deal. Give us some thoughts there on WWE being deemed essential business right now.
Well, selfishly, like, I'm happy that that's the case because, like, it provides me, like, a respite from, again, the crap that we face day to day. Like, so I'm happy that WWE gets to keep running, even though I don't think the product is that great. I mean, I liked WrestleMania, but, I mean, generally, the WWE product has not been great. So I'm happy that it gets to keep running. I mean, look, like, we don't have to get into the politics of the whole deal. I'll just say this. You know, Vince McMahon consistently has shown you that all he and WWE care about, and this can be taken as a criticism or more just kind of like a statement of fact, all they care about is the bottom line. Like, this is, they're not about like the creativity and the entertainment the way that they used to be. They almost like don't care what the fan thinks when the fan walks out of the arena. They are all about the bottom line. I mean, you see that with all the shows that they're conducting in Saudi Arabia. You see that with what they've done this past week with all the layoffs of all these wrestlers, despite the fact that they have like $500 million in a cash reserve here. WWE is like it's a soulless corporate entity at this point here that, again, is all about the money. They don't care about anything else. They're about the bottom line only. That's why I kind of think AEW is a much better product at this point. But again, selfishly, I'm happy that they kind of keep they're still running because it's something for me to watch, something for me to do. But yes, obviously a ton of shadiness with Vince McMahon always. And of course, in this specific instance with Ron DeSantis and the Super PAC and Linda McMahon and Donald Trump.
You could hear Nick and Ross Tucker tonight. You Bet You Bet's countdown to the draft. It is airing on 560 WQAM at 10 p.m. tonight, or you could check it out at radio.com as well. Back to the draft here. You know, like we said, most interesting story going into the draft is the Dolphins, the number 5 pick, Tua Tagovailoa. They're all intertwined. And you're hearing it, I'm sure, just like we are. It really a ton of smoke about the Dolphins wanting Justin Herbert. And I wonder, do you feel that it's the Dolphins trying to put out the misinformation because they really want Tua, or is all of it out there because they're trying to prepare the fan base for Justin Herbert?
You know, I think that, you know, my answer to this question is a guess, but it's an educated guess. So it's just like everyone else out there that's guessing right now. It's lying season in the National Football League, so you have to assume, at least to a degree, if not in totality, that whenever a coach or general manager opens his mouth, he is lying about what the plans are going to be here. I just think this. Let's assume that Tua's medicals are horrendous. That is the only way that you could justify taking Justin Herbert over Tua Tagovailoa. Like, I watched Tua and Justin Herbert play in college. I'm sure you guys did too, and all the people listening did as well. That's the case. Is there anyone that can actually say that watched these two guys play in college that Justin Herbert is a better prospect than Tua Tagovailoa? Like, I don't care what people want to say. It's, well, oh, well, if Herbert played in Alabama's offense and he had the weapons that Tua had, I don't care about that. You know what I care about? The fact that Tua is a better quarterback than Justin Herbert. How about in the Auburn game last year, the first game of the college football season, final play of the game, Oregon needs a touchdown to win the game. Justin Herbert, you know, shot puts the ball 50 yards out of the end zone. You know what that shows me? Low football IQ. Terrible in the Arizona State game as well. Tua's been phenomenal throughout his college career. So if you want to tell me, like, if the draft comes and goes first round next week and the Dolphins take Justin Herbert, then they better pray that Tua Tagovailoa doesn't turn out to be a star. And the only way that's going to be the case is if he can't stay healthy. Now, look, that's certainly a possibility. He was hurt a lot during his college career. But there is no comparison of Tua Tagovailoa and Justin Herbert as a prospect. And I think at the end of this, like, all we were hearing leading up to, like, the last, like, 3 weeks was how well Tua was doing in his rehab. Tua is doing great in his recovery. Now, all of a sudden, we're hearing, oh, wow, teams are flunking his medicals and we're hyper concerned about him. So I think it's up to the listener, the person listening to this right now, to try and parse through that, figure out what they think. I think the Miami Dolphins, when it's all said and done, when the dust clears and the smoke settles, I actually think it's the other way around. Smoke clears and dust settles. Next Thursday night, Tua Tagovailoa will be the next pick of the Miami Dolphins, their next franchise quarterback.
Nick, excellent job. Did we leave anything out for countdown at the draft?
We'll be on, I think, like you said, tonight and then tomorrow night on your sister station and then on your guys' station starting next week. So, yeah, show's awesome. And information and entertainment. We're going to inform you on the draft. We'll put a smile on your face while we're doing it, myself and Ross Tucker. So looking forward to it. And yeah, appreciate you guys having me.
Excellent job, Nick. We'll talk to you next week. Keep up the good work.
Great. Stay safe, guys. You and your families. Appreciate it.
All right, that's our pal, You Better You Bet's Nick Costas. And again, countdown to the draft tonight on our sister station, WQAM 560 The Joe, 10 p.m., or the radio.com app. And I believe it's starting on our air on The Ticket on Monday next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.